We're holding in Simen Reis Samachei in the middle of Seif Gimel by the Ramah. The Osur Liga, Zog the Ramah. The Osur Liga Bener Doilek Kshehu Tolui. You're not allowed to touch a candle that was made from oil that is hanging up. They had like a chandelier that was hanging in the middle of the room, and they had candles, some oil lit inside. You're not allowed to touch it in Shabbos. Why? So the Ramah explains.
Even that he's not moving it, and only because touching is no muktzah by touching.
You're not allowed to touch it. Maybe it will move a little bit when you touch it. And that the oil will come closer or farther from the fire. And so Mishneh Berurah is medayik from this Ramah. Now the purpose you're not allowed to, the reason you're not allowed to touch it, because maybe it will move and you'll be a mechaber or the ramavir for the atoya. Why you're not also to touch? Why is not also to touch? Because if you're moving it, you'll be moving muktzeh. So lechur is mashma from here, but there's no isur to move the muktzeh. But we know you're not allowed to move muktzeh. You're allowed to touch muktzeh, like it says in Simen Shinches. You're allowed to touch muktzeh, but you're not allowed to move muktzeh. So the Mishneh Berurah explains. Siv Kotniut, Penny Snadnet. Mashma Mize, the Beloich Shasha Toye, Ein Loch Mishum Isul Tiltal Muktzal Yedea Nidnut. It's not also to move it, even that, to touch it, even that it will shake a little bit. It's not Isul Muktzal Mishum Atiltal Anidnut. The Kosa Maganavro, the Mayrishad of our Heter Munach Olo, is a Dvar Heter on top of this candle. The Roitze, and now he wants Likach Adovar Heter Mimenu. They have it tilted in that side, because when you move it, it shakes. The mutok, when she calls it, it's in the shin yud alef, see if you hate. Aval liga boi mamish osu ba menoira tluyo. Afilo eina doir doilek, betoicho. Because you're moving muktze, va ayin bebiur aloche. So it's also shem yate, asher lapsilo v'yitzchai mishum mavir, oi mishum mechabe. Oi kshorchigenu yitzchai mishum mechabe. Va ayin besimen resha en zayin, seif gimel, de bener shal shay veloi chashin elekach. And if it's a candle, you're allowed to. So I want to meoir a little bit of oris here. The Magen Avraham was medayek, but the Mishneh Berurah brings down, but you're not allowed to touch it. You're allowed to touch it, and we're not scared that it will move. Frank the Magen Avraham, Akashe, but you're moving muktzeh. Why it's only also that you to touch it? Because maybe Shema Yate, let it to be also to touch, Shema you will move muktzeh. So the Magen Avraham answered, we're talking that you're not really touching it to move it, you're taking off the heter and it's zaz me'elov. Lule Divra Magen Avraham, we could have answered that it's not for sure that it will move. It's maybe that it will move. So it's Isu Mukta, because maybe it will move, you're allowed to touch it. But we said Isu Shema Yate, then we suffer, you're not allowed to. But the Magen Avraham learned that even if for sure it will move, you're allowed to touch. And this was his question, why are you allowed to touch? You're moving Mukta. So he answered, Taki, we're not talking the case that you're touching it and it's moving, you're taking off the Dvar Heter and it moves Me'elov. And the Biuraloch, he brings down, I'm a Mishneh Berurah. מה שכתבתי בשם המגן אברהם, והעתיקו דבריו כמה אחרונים. אמנם באורזו רוח, שממנו נובע הדין של הרמו, מצוסי, ואפילו נגיע ממש במנוירו התלוי מקרו טילטו מן הצד. Even if you touch it and it moves, it's called טילטו מן הצד, because it's hanging, so it's not really moving ממקוי מוי. I want to read the לושן דרכי מוישה. רואי סיכוסו בשם רבנו תם, שהיתר ליגה בנר תולי בשור שהוא דולו, the ma'achas shen miskaven la'avir avadova shen miskaven, not like the Ramah that was machmir. U'mishu muktzeh leked, o tiltu min atzad, u'velo yishmei tiltu. U'malchuseinu v'eretz k'nam, nizorim shelo iliga v'ner tolui, v'noshim misanois. Al kach, v'kol shikim b'ner shel shemen, shekule nimshach harar apsile, ma'asha he asked even b'ner, that it's not b'ner shel shemen. So the Mishneh Berurah brings down that lefi, this darkei Moshe, be'etzem, even if you touch something that is hanging and the muktzeh will move, it's called tiltum min atzad. Now, so it's also, but to touch it because Shema Yate. But if it's Nershel Shaiva, it's Muto. So the Biraloch speaks out, even the later, the Machlekes, if it's a Isur Atoya ben Nershel Shaiva or not, if it brings it closer to a bigger fire or not. But here that you're not doing Atoya Beyodayim, it's only Gzeir that it will move and you're not Mechavin to it, so Mechaigav Nebener, it's not a Psikreisha, and Bemele it's Muto. Seif Dalet. Nois nim kli tachas aner lekabel nitzoytzes, nishen boem mamish ve'en kan bitul kli me'echonei. We learned last year in Seif Beis that you're not allowed to put a kli to receive muktzeh in Shabbos because he mevatel kli me'echonei. Even so, the Shulchan Aruch paskens here in Seif Dalet
that you're allowed to put a keli, a dish, under a candle, even that little piece of fire fall, and you want to catch these little pieces of fire that will not make a fire, even the lemaisa to go inside the keli, because ein bohem mamish, they blow off right away, they shut off right away. The mele is no bitul kli meichon. The Mishnah explains it out in Sif Katan Yud Beis. They seem clear. Afilu b'Shabbes lekabel nitzoytes shalevus on etefes min ander kedei shlo yalik mashatachto mamish she'en bo mamish b'nitzoytes shemiyadim kovim umutol etalten esakli af achar shenoflu letoichoy ve'en kan bitul kli meichon af leshavu etes. If they would not blow off right away, it would take 5 minutes till they blow off. So till they shut off. So in the 5 minutes, you can move the keli. Because if you move the keli, you mechabed is nitzaitzis. So it's bitul kli meichon leleshov. But because en bo mamish v'em kovim miyad, there's no bitul kli meichon. Shabuah finishes. Chumniu ha'eifah shal nitzaitzis also letaltele. Now have an oilem. But this is not a problem, bitul kli meichon, because it's efshar b'niu. Because you can turn it off. You don't need it. You ain't a tzorich l'zeh. Mele, there's no bitul kli meichon. This is the first halacha. Now, what if a person wants to put water in the dish that he puts to mekabel the nitzaitzis? Then it's also to put that dish with water even the Erev Shabbos, because he's causing a kibui. Avo lo yitel letoichoy mayim, afilu miboid yoyim, v'ni shemekarim zman kibui ha-nitzaitzis. The Shcholor Paskins, you're not allowed to put water in this dish, and not only that, even in Erev Shabbos, and Bir Halocha adds, even to put the water and then to light the candle, it's also asur. If the water was there and punk, you lit in the candle, maybe it's mutter. But you're not allowed to put the water and then to light the candle. Why it's also? The Mishnah Berurah explains. Siv Kotten Tezvot. Afilu miboid yoyim, ve'afal gav de b'shar meloche es kaimel on the shor ilatchim miboid yoyim, ve'ameloche nigmeres b'shabes k'mishi kasavnu v'simen reishin u'beis, you're allowed to open the water and water the garden in Shabbos. Ve'leg nezgin l'shem ayatchi l'asasken b'shabes. Shaini yoche... Shiny Hossam, why didn't water? You're allowed to open the water before Shabbos or to put a mitzvah before Shabbos. The hakol yoylim shumeloche, v'lo yitu l'asaskin b'Shabbos. So it's not gzeira that he will come to do it in Shabbos. Aval hoche yeshlochu shem yachshav she'em b'ze shum yisu. What he's doing is just receiving the fire, the yasakin b'Shabbos. And what is the problem in Shabbos? So I could have said that already he's causing a melachas kibui. Shchanoch, Mishmur says more from that. וישלוחו שמו יגביע הכלי מהמים נגד הניצויצס, ויחבו אויסו מצמא משמי סקיבי בידיים, so חזר מלג זה. מפני שמקרב, ואין בטייסס more reasons, מפני שמקרב, why not allowed to do it? שמקרב זמן קיבי הניצויצס. קוסם על יום רבי בשם היסור ואתר, כשיש סקון אז דלי כחס ושולם, מוטר ליטן כלי מו למים לקבל הניצויצס. ולפי זה אם רואי הנר שנכפה ואיפול על השולחון, רשן היה מתחת עם כלי מו למים. ואין פה מגונן שמפקפק בזה, ונראה לי יש לו אוקר, ומוקר מתחק על די קוטן. I never had it so clear. שעס הסקון הערך מגילת מחל שבס. So when הפסן מרובה גרם קיבוי, what is exactly the case here that you're not, that you're מחלקס if you're allowed to do it in Shabbos or not? I never got it so close. זה משנבור אז מהמשיך. זה שולחן אורך. ובכל מקום, even though we said you're not allowed to put water in the dish, to receive the fire, mutar liter mayim ba'ashoshis, shemadlikim ba'arab Shabbos, kevon shein miskaven lichibur la'agbi ha'shemen. A person has a glass, he wants to light oil inside. He doesn't have enough oil to fill up the whole cup, or he doesn't want to fill up the whole cup. He doesn't want to burn it for so much hours. So he wants to put only a little bit of oil, but he wants the oil to be on top of the cup. So he puts water in the bottom and oil on the top. It's mutar, because he's not mechaven to mechabe. He just wants to put a little bit of oil, and he wants the oil to overflow on top of the water. No matter why it's mutar, so the Mishnah Berurah, v'al ken le'gazrin she'asaken b'Shabbos. But again, only to do it in Erev Shabbos. But not to do it in Shabbos. The Bir Halacha brings another reason, that bichlal it's not a kibui. When the oil finishes, it shuts off. There's no more oil. Not that the water blows it off. And the feed that could have been even me'efshon mutar even b'Shabbos. The Ramah has mamshich v'yesho imrim that even afilu miskaven lich kibui shori me'achar shen amayim be'ein el atachas Hashem le'av elo gam kibui v'chen noyagim. Even if it's mechaven to kibui. What is mechaven to kibui? So the Bi'alocha b'nitu b'shotim. Or taki when it's water, it taki blows off a little bit before the oil finishes. Not like we said before for the Bi'alocha. And then for sure in Shabbos it'll be also to do it. Even when he's not mechaven l'shem kibui. Another pshat is, avada that will finish when the oil finishes, but he wants it to, not to burn the glass, he wants it to touch the water and to blow off. When it touches the water, it's called mechaven l'chibui. Then it's also. So even so, the second shita holds that it's muta. even if it's mechaven lechibui. Why? Because it's under it, and it's not be'ein. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sifkot Yudches. So this is also, this is the Mishnah Berurah says it's poshut. The first shita holds that it's only mutar to put water under the oil if ein kavanasa ilechabes esaner. The second shita, the Ramah holds, even if kavanasa ilechabes esaner, it's mutar. Why? Because it's one keli, like we'll see later in the Mishnah Berurah, and it's not be'ein, it's under the oil, and b'meile, b'haygavne, it doesn't look like a maise, it's kibui, it only looks like a gram kibui, and it's mutar to do it in Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah speaks out, what if a person has a candle, and he puts water around the candle, that when the candle comes to that level, the water will shut the fire. This is already is also why, Zohar Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yudches. V'litin b'erev Shabbos mayim etech hakoneh, שאימל בינר שייבר, חילב כדי שיחובק שיובו יד המים, עשו לכול העלמה. לא מסכוון לכיבוי, לפי שאיתו פשוט את עשו, ואש נויפל לתוך מאמש והמים בהם, והם תחס האש, ומכל מקום יש צורך, יש להאבר בזה, לסמך על הפויסקים, that they hold that the עיקר היתר, the second sheeter is, not because אין מסכוון, זה דווקא כשהמים בגלי אחר עשו מדרבונון, שמה יעסקן בשבס. אבל באויסן נראה עצמו לא ישייך למגזר שיעשה כן בשבס. שהכל יעדים שעשו ליגה בו ימנר הדוילק מצד מוקצה, מצד מאוויר. גם יזור ליטן המים בכל הכלים שמעד לכנר. Even though we said in a keli before, that it's also not only after you litten it, it looks like a mechabe. Even if you put the water before, it's also, here when you want to be samech to add water around the candle, at least to put the water before you light the candle, so you have another shita to mitzarev, del yorah ben chayodah. ולכול העלמה זאת במשנה ברורה, you're allowed to take a candle and push it inside sand, ליטחי ונר בערב שבס, לתך החויל וכיועצה בוי, כדי שיגיע האור לשום, יבנור מליסריף, יועצה ויחד ומאלו, שגרם כיבויו, there it's already not that it falls into, it's not like the water that will over pour into the oil, into the fire and will blow off the fire. Just when it comes to the sand, there's no more air, and the melee blows off, this is גרם כיבוי, and this is מוטר לכול העלמה.